Welcome back to the land of the purple. Welcome. You're listening to the Purple Project Podcast.
What's up, K-State fam? Eddie Greer here checking on in with y'all on this Saturday morning, December 19th, 2020. Winding down very quickly here. Man, this is finally, this weird year almost coming to a close. Meanwhile, K-State news in football and basketball, of course, starting football real quick here. Touched on it on these dailies here. Brawley Moore not coming back, obviously transferred from Northern Iowa, not coming back for season year part two. He's going to the NFL. Wyatt Hubert, first underclassman in the early dailies this week, also heading to the NFL. And then another guy getting ready for his pro circuit here for the end, trying to get drafted for the NFL or get signed by a team, and that is Harry Trotter. And we've talked about him criticizingly on this podcast. Harry Trotter is going to try out for the pro day here in 2021. He is giving up his chance of coming back to go pro after a he was good last year, but this year it's a little different. I don't know why. Maybe because of the lack of production from him. But yep, Harry Trotter going to try get ready for pro day. Pretty much coming off that 4-5 conference record for K-State and 4-6 overall in the Big 12 here. Harry Trotter here came here as a sophomore. Did not play, obviously, in that season, and then he played last year, was used very effectively, and compared to this year, I mean, this is what you're going to get from him, obviously. Finished the year this year at just over 250 yards, 260 yards on the ground, over 72 attempts, 3.6 average, 3 touchdowns, longest run of 24 yards this year. And that's pretty much, yeah, that's pretty much it. Harry Trotter was used just for the ground game. I thought that they used a little bit of him of the in the air game. They brought in the passing game. That's a no. only used in the running game. And yeah, 3 touchdowns this year for Harry Trotter. He's going to try out, get himself ready to go for pro day in 2021. So there is that on that side of the ball. So another senior that could have came back. Besides, nope, not to pass it up. And like I said before, on one of the dailies, if you have not downloaded any of dailies this week or the weekly podcast, better go do that right now. Tell your purple friends about the Purple Project Podcast. Yeah, so this team is going to be different next year. And then on the basketball front later on this afternoon, coming off their 9-point win on the road in Ames, they're going to be tested. Oh yeah, this is going to be the ultimate test to see where this Young Bucks stand at. The young men's team at Bramlage taking on Baylor, number 2 team. There was a lot of concern that this game wouldn't get played, and now it will be played against arguably, probably one of if not the best team in the Big 12. Obviously, you got to deal with KU, Texas Tech, Texas, but yeah, basically this Baylor team is pretty damn good. And we'll find out where K-State men's team this afternoon and where they stand on that front. Huge, huge get in Ames there. Come off that 9-point victory. There was a lot of speculation coming in that game that K-State might have lost that game. You know, obviously we know what happened with the not early non-com. That's the obvious. I don't need to really touch on that any more than already has been. But this is going to be the test, where you guys stand at. And obviously, this team still got a lot of work to do. But goal is here to just continue to that key theme that I always talk about here on this podcast, build building blocks. They need to build on it. Even though they're going to lose this ball game most likely, they need to be competitive. That's the most part. They cannot come out here and be lackadaisical. They're going to get blown out of Bramlage. So we'll see what happens. I'm looking at hopefully this will be a competitive game and not get too destroyed here, but we'll see. Coming off a big win in the conference opener in Ames, we'll see what Bruce Rubber's club Nigel Pack, Dave Young, Bradford, and company do against this veteran Baylor squad. Eddie Greer III. Once again, this has been your weekend edition of the Purple Project Podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Purple Project Podcast. Get it wherever podcasts are found on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Audio Boom, and more. We'll talk to you on the next edition of the Purple Project Podcast.